My name is Hiro Okabe of Yamaha Corporation. I would like to speak for approximately 30 minutes. First, I will briefly introduce the outline of medium-term business plan and will cover key issues under the midterm plan, review of numbers in the first year, progress of key measures being implemented, and future development, and lastly, projections for the second year, which is the current fiscal year. Position of musical instruments business in Yamaha Corporation. We grouped businesses related to sound, music, and network technologies and named it the Sound Company under the midterm plan. We aim to use these technologies to drive group-wide growth. I am going to explain musical instruments, audio, music, entertainment business today. Yamaha Group corporate philosophy. We place a slogan, "Creating Kando," or inspired state of mind together, at the top as a corporate objective, under which we have set forth four commitments to stakeholders as management philosophy. In the musical instrument business, 3 years ago, the team of Mr. Umemura, then General Manager of Musical Instruments Group and the current President, discussed and translated the phrase "Creating Kando together" into the vision of becoming a brand with which users will proudly say, "I play Yamaha," and drew up this midterm plan to be such a brand. To materialize this vision, we set forth three values. First, we will keep the perspective of customers keenly, and particularly focusing on that of end users. Second, we will put emphasis on products by which we will reinforce our uniqueness. Thirdly, we will be more efficient in realizing these. The midterm business plan under which we are currently running was named Yamaha Growth Plan 2010, or YGP 2010. There are three company-wide fundamental policies. The first is to realize growth in the business domain of the Sound Company, as I said earlier. Second is to further strengthen profitability. More specifically, it is to strengthen the foundation through reforms in manufacturing and realignment of businesses. Third is to improve corporate governance in the entire group. These are the three company-wide fundamental policies in the midterm plan. In the musical instrument business, while centered around substantial strengthening of profitability, management resources will be strategically distributed to growth areas to promote bolstering of businesses, thereby realizing sustainable growth. This is illustrated in the schema below. To strengthen profitability in business fields where profitability is relatively low, the foundation for business will be reinforced first and aim to grow sales with improved profitability for sustainable growth. This policy is shared in our business. Targets for the fiscal year ending in March 2010. Figures are given for Yamaha Group, the Sound Company business domain, and Musical Instruments segment. Target for net sales in musical instruments business is set at 360 billion yen, up 10.4% from fiscal year March 2007. Operating income target is 30 billion yen, an increase by 8 billion from 22 billion yen booked in FY March 2007. With operating margin targeted at 8.3%, these are the targets we are trying to achieve. I would like to touch upon business environment. First, concerning customers, as structural changes in the market, trend of decreasing birth rate and aging is continuing in the Japanese market. In our business, this is reflected in the trend that educational demand for pianos and electrons and so forth has been stagnant, while hobby-related demand for music schools for adults and guitars is expanding. Emerging markets. particularly so-called BRICS countries in Asia, Central and Latin America, and Russia are the regions which are expected to continue to grow. Polarization of demand has advanced in musical instruments as well. In principle, as the quality of Chinese products has improved, the average unit price has declined, especially in digital portable keyboard and digital pianos. On the other hand, low-priced products have been commoditized. On the other hand, consumer behavior of not being concerned with price can be observed once the value of products of powerful brand is acknowledged by customers. Thus, polarization has continued. Sales network. More and more retailers are organized with large-scale capital and into chain stores in Japan, the United States, and Europe, respectively. In Japan, particularly for digital pianos and portable keyboards, mass retailers with nationwide network of outlets are rising, while there are conventional retailers of musical instruments. Furthermore, mass retailers of cameras or household appliances are expanding their sales network, particularly in digital pianos and portable keyboards. Retailers' situation has been changing dramatically. As to the rise of mass retailers of musical instruments, retailers such as Guitar Center in the US and German retailer Thomann in Europe are becoming more influential in the market. Competitors. As I said, Chinese products have gained decent quality to some extent. Therefore, long-established brands in the West, such as Steinway of piano, who had made only high-end products, have looked to coverage from high-end to low-end products by sourcing finished products from China and putting them under the umbrella of their own brand. As Chinese manufacturers are growing, on the other hand, major dealers in the US and Europe have started to go directly to China, where they contract with manufacturers to develop their own house brands. Dealers tend to be involved in price-cutting competition with products of national brands, including Yamaha, and it is hard for dealers to secure margin. Therefore, dealers have started to produce their house brand products in China and sell them exclusively at their outlets. We have listed three areas of concern we have today. First is the US economy, followed by the European economy, which has become slightly patchy. After the subprime mortgage meltdown, sales of large keyboard instruments such as piano and relatively large-sized digital piano have become very severe in the US. Sales of high-end products made in Japan are faring well, but business has got pretty hard in products of affordable price range such as grand pianos of the smallest size made in Indonesia for Yamaha, which has been directly hit by the subprime issue. Continuing high prices of crude oil and raw materials are impacting on manufacturing and distribution costs. As for wood material, musical instruments are also made of rare wood source resource, which carries the risk of depletion in the future. The other concern is the fluctuation in exchange rates. In particular, a weak US dollar and a strong Chinese yuan, as we have manufacturing sites in China. There are four key issues under the medium-term plan. First is to accelerate product innovation and development. This is related to how we should respond to polarization of demand, and I will elaborate on this later. Second is to strengthen manufacturing process, and third is to strengthen marketing power. Fourth is to operate more efficiently. I would like to focus the first to the third issues in detail today. First, product innovation and development. For high-grade products, we will differentiate with features that are uniquely Yamaha. For affordable price range products, we will develop products with full specifications as written here. In the conventional way of Yamaha's development, we used to start with a high-grade product and reduced its specifications to launch an affordable range product to sell for reasonable price. However, because Chinese products have been launched with full specs, we decided to develop affordable range full spec products to be more competitive in the market, irrespective of internal category of high grade or affordable range. In principle, it is the policy in affordable price range that we develop products with full specs and high cost performance. For high grade products, we will promote collaboration with artists or professionals for acoustic instruments and fully utilize our advanced digital technologies for digital products with features that are uniquely Yamaha. To strengthen manufacturing process, we are reorganizing production bases. Our policy is to expand sites in Japan, China, and Indonesia as key production bases and manufacture core product lineups at Yamaha's facilities. While long-established brands now procure finished products from China on OEM, to which they attach their brands to sell, we will manufacture our brand products, including affordable range ones, at our own bases. We will consolidate production sites in Japan, especially for making pianos, and strengthen bases in China and Indonesia. To strengthen marketing power, we have set forth a policy to achieve both comprehensive and specialized capabilities. We will integrate operations regionally in Europe or in the US to create synergy as one Yamaha while keeping individual products edgy. As for sales methods, we are promoting various store strategies in markets such as Japan, China, and Asia, where we are leading and generating demand proactively. To create market or to increase the population of musical instrument players, we have themes to create a better music school environment, which is being promoted in Japan, China, and Asia, and to develop music entertainment into a core business. Concerning key markets and product domains, we originally targeted China and Russia when we made the midterm plan, but we added India in the first year of the plan as a market to be focused. Key products are commercial audio equipment, CA equipment, in which we are currently concentrating resources as a growth area. To operate more efficiently, we will cope with the transition to next generation in Japan and secure employees at production facilities globally as we are reorganizing production bases. We continue to progress SCM, which was carried over from the previous midterm plan. Now, let me give you a brief review of the first year of the plan, fiscal year ended March 08. Net sales of musical instrument business overall were 340 billion yen, up 14 billion yen from a year earlier. The increase of 14 billion yen includes an impact of 4.8 billion yen of foreign exchange, mainly to the euro. By region, the results were mixed, with Japan and North America where we struggled, while other regions grew. But these results include the impact of foreign exchange. Actual year-on-year changes, which discount the impact of exchange rates, are given below to the left. Japan fell by 1%, North America fell 3%. On the other hand, Europe grew 4%, China surged 20% year-on-year. Other regions, mainly in Asia-Pacific, grew 18%. By product, electron business, which is mainly in Japan, was quite difficult. But other products have grown steadily, including the impact of foreign exchange. PA, or professional audio, grew significantly. Piano unit sales are given at the lower left. Significant changes are noted here. total units increased from 92,600 to 95,300, but units declined in Japan and North America while being flat in Europe and increased in China and others or Asia Pacific. In China and Asia Pacific, the volume of products of lower prices is relatively large, and there is a trend that volume has increased in units as given in this table, but unit price has fallen. As we manufacture products with high added value, mainly in Japan, and pianos of lower prices in China and Indonesia, production at Japanese facilities decreased, while production increased in China and Indonesia. Operating income was 22 billion yen in the previous year and increased by 5.9 billion to 27.9 billion yen in the year under review. This increase includes the impact of foreign exchange rates of 5 billion, and the increase is 900 million yen after excluding the 5 billion yen. As there are other positive and negative factors, I would like to give you our analysis of operating income change in the next slide. I already mentioned the 5 billion yen due to exchange rates in the previous slide. Manufacturing costs decreased by 2.8 billion yen. This is mainly because we closed two factories in the US and a guitar factory in Taiwan at the end of the previous year. Today, pianos are supplied from Japan, Taiwan, and China to the US, and guitars are supplied from China and Indonesia. Though wind instruments used to be assembled close to the market at a factory in the US, they are now supplied from Japan, Indonesia, and China. These contributed to improved P&L. We have promoted efforts for material cost reduction, but about half of the cost reduction was offset by the increase in material costs. All in all, total change was 2.8 billion yen. SG&A expenses increased by 4.2 billion yen. As a company was newly added on our consolidation with an impact of 500 million, the substantial increase was 3.7 billion yen. We also spent additional advertising and promotional costs, particularly in Asia Pacific and Europe, which are expected to grow. Inventories. Inventory months were 3.3 in the year ended March 06, down to 3.2 months in March 07 term and 3.1 months in March 08 term. We have continued to decrease the level, though the yearly change is 0.1 months. Now, I would like to explain qualitative aspects of key measures, as I have already introduced to you related themes. We prepared a map to give you a total picture. On the horizontal axis, regions are given, and on the vertical axis, products are listed to visualize what activities have been done in which area. Key measures are mapped for three key issues, except for efficient operation, out of the four key issues which I mentioned. Measures 1 to 3 are to accelerate product innovation and development, number 4 is to strengthen manufacturing process, and measures 5 through 8 are to strengthen marketing power. Let me explain these one by one. First, to promote total piano strategy. In Yamaha, we consider acoustic piano and digital piano as different products managed by two different divisions internally. From the viewpoint of customers or general public, however, acoustic pianos and digital pianos are the same pianos. This strategy is to be in line with such customers' perspective. As for product development, we are making progress in development of new hybrid piano. The comment to the right of a red arrow is the theme for this fiscal year or after, while the one above the arrow is what was achieved in the previous year. This format applies to the following slides as well. New hybrid piano is scheduled to be unveiled in 2009. This is being developed in a project jointly formed by engineers from both acoustic piano division and digital instruments division, which is a completely new way for us in Yamaha. On the other hand, we are improving sales system and sales network. The picture at the lower left shows the interior of a store of Shimamura Music in Japan. We set up Yamaha Digital Piano Corner to offer choices of pianos that meet the needs of customers. In the UK, we have created Yamaha Home World to display our digital pianos in a nice way.
In regards to the high-end and high-value added products, we are taking initiatives to enhance artist relation activities. We have already been conducting concentrated artist relation activities, but it was divisions which had been mainly conducting these initiatives as part of product development. We would like to ship those activities closer to the market, where Cell subsidiary will be the main player on these initiatives, and we have worked to strengthen the ties with local marketing teams last fiscal year. To go more into the details, examples of these include establishing Yamaha Piano Technicians Guild in Europe. Another is to conduct joint development activities with artists on wind instruments. We have been steadily conducting this. We will find local technicians in Germany and the United States and enhance collaboration with them. In addition, in order to strengthen our high-end products, we have acquired a long-established piano brand, Bösendorfer, at the end of last year. The synergy between Yamaha and Bösendorfer would further enhance the sales of high-end products. On top of that, in selling the Bösendorfer products, we have established Bösendorfer Japan in May. Let me go into the guitar business. Since the guitar market is quite big, Yamaha's share within the market is relatively low. Because the demand of guitars as a hobby is increasing, this business is one of the big keys to our growth. For that reason, we are trying to improve our manufacturing skills. We have closed our Taiwan factory as mentioned earlier, but are trying to enhance structure of production bases in China and Indonesia. In addition, we have conducted other activities such as integration of product models and are promoting revision of operational processes. Through these efforts, this business has become black in the last fiscal year and now we are entering the growth phase. Now, about the products. In regards to technology, we launched Project Team and focused the resources of the entire group on the development of elemental technologies. This would include the development of wood processing as well as pickups. In addition to that, we will further strengthen artist relations, as I have mentioned earlier, through enhancement of Yamaha Artist Service Hollywood. We are working to make the relationship with the local sales team even stronger. Speaking of technology, ART is a pickup used in electric acoustic guitars. ARE is a wood processing technology, which we have made a press release on recently in Japan. It enables the players to have the sound of a guitar played for ears from a brand new guitar. It is an epoch-making technology. A guitar which you can put pickup and effector for the stage performance is an electric acoustic guitar. A guitar you can play both electrically as well as acoustically. This is an area where we can exert our strength the most, and we are making research and development of technologies which specifically focus on this area. Turning to the market, North America has a big market for folk guitars or electric acoustic guitars. Because of that, Yamaha's market share is relatively low, and we face many competitions in this market. Under this situation, we are trying to become less dependent on mass retailer channel and shift to collaboration with specialty dealers. This program is called Rosewood Program. Let me move on to the reorganization of production bases. There are production bases in Japan, Indonesia, and China, so I would like to make separate explanation for each briefly. First of all, for Japan, we will aim for it to have a mother factory functions and developing value added. Currently, the headquarter factory is making production of grand pianos and Kagawa factory upright pianos. We are conducting a project to integrate everything to the Kagawa factory. Originally, we planned for this to happen in the spring of 2011, but decided it should be at an earlier point. At this moment, this integration is expected to take place after summer vacation time in 2010. We still have about 2 years, but we are at a stage where we finished the reorganization of manufacturing processes of upright pianos as planned, and we will move on to ship grand pianos from the headquarters to Kagawa. As for the other products such as PA and electronic musical instruments as well as wind string and percussion instruments, Toyoka factory on the right is the base for production. We are taking initiatives now to begin introduction of part of processes so that essential technology can be here in Japan. In regards to Indonesia, you see the picture of piano factory at the very bottom. This factory supplies pianos to Asia-Pacific region as well as pianos at affordable price range in Europe and also the lowest price range grand pianos in the United States. Since the factory didn't have that much space, we have made an expansion of floor space and made the building 4 stories high. This concludes the phase for increased production. We have now entered the second stage of expansion of floor space undertaking processes that had been carried out externally. As for the guitar, YMMI factory is supplying mainly affordable price range electric acoustic guitars, especially in the United States market, since it is selling very well. We are conducting initiatives for increasing production. Though we increased our production, there are still some order backlogs, so we are continuously working on the production increase. As for YMMA factory for electronic musical instruments as well as YMPI factory for wind and educational instruments, we can say that they have grown into a very good factory. Because of that, I think it is too much to say that it is one of the model factories overseas. However, we will continue to make further improvements in these factories. Turning to China, at Hangzhou Yamaha, which supplies pianos and guitars, construction of second building was completed. With this, we have started to increase production of piano and guitar and have begun supply of piano to North America. We are in the process of constructing the third building. When this building is completed, the prior process of the piano production at Shaoshan Yamaha will be transferred to Hangzhou. Hangzhou and Shaoshan Yamaha are about 16 kilometers apart, and we are conducting this restructuring initiative. Kanjiang Yamaha is the key factory for production for portable keyboards. This factory is working to further reduce the cost and incorporate value added. As for the Guangzhou Yamaha, we have dissolved the joint venture in August last year, consolidating the production at Hangzhou Yamaha shown at the top. As you have seen, we are conducting various initiatives for reorganization. As I have mentioned, our stance is that we will be doing everything on our own, including affordable price range. We have been trying to communicate this through our marketing activities as well. At the very bottom of the slide, you see the reduced size version of a very big poster our company made. It is our president's message to say that in order to realize the high quality level at Yamaha standards, we are trying to make everything in our own factories. This message is being communicated to dealers as well as end users. As for being environmentally friendly, we have already been making our instruments with lead-free solder full-scale and recycling wood materials. I can say that we have been able to conduct these activities because we have our own factories. This is expressed in the tagline, Made in Yamaha, meaning what is important is not which country this was made in, like made in Indonesia or made in Japan. What matters is the product was made in Yamaha, and made in Yamaha expresses exactly that. Let me talk about our marketing power, and I would like to touch upon our stores. In Japan, we are building our business with a focus on stores capable of drawing in customers. We are in the preparation stage now, but in the fall, in October, we are opening a store with music school in a shopping mall in Tsukuba, which is a new format of stores. At the same time, we are now trying to grow our grand piano business. As a part of that effort, we have opened grand piano salons in Osaka and Fukuoka. For example, there are 30 and only grand pianos in Osaka salon, and the customers can come in, try, and select the piano that they want. The dealers are able to take advantage of the system, and on the next page, you see the photos of this. In China, piano is a major player in the instrument market. Out of the total, 2/3 of the market is consisted by the piano. The situation is the same at Yamaha, and approximately 50% of the sales come from piano, making the piano our business driver. For this reason, we have created Yamaha Piano Corner module and are pursuing this initiative. As of the last fiscal year, we had 100 stores. We will be adding another 20 to this, and in total, we will have 120 stores. In the Asia-Pacific region, we have comprehensive retail stores, music squares, as well as combo product corners. Combo products such as guitars are especially hopeful for a high level of growth in this region, and that's why we have established places like Beach Spot. The photo of this slide for the Grand Piano Salon is the actual picture of the salon. The images that you see of China and Asia-Pacific are concept drawings, but this is the path that we are trying to go towards at the moment. Let me turn to our music schools. In Japan, there are two things to note. First is Unistyle. This is a Yamaha music school with a model of having everything from parking lots, reception counters, and a big foyer. This type of school is different from traditional type school with a totally new concept. New type of school has been able to attract drastically more students than the previous year, providing us with great success. Core 100 is a school for adults. This is more of an urban type school with chic interior, the counters for coffee breaks for adults. On the left-hand side of the slide, you see the figures from the previous fiscal year and on the right, the plan for this year. As for China, we have three centers which are under our direct management in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. We are now trying to expand into in-store music schools. On the next slide, you see pictures of our schools in the Asia-Pacific and what kind of activities we are conducting. As for our music entertainment business, we have established Yamaha Music Entertainment Holdings, or YMEH, last June. This has put part of Yamaha Music Foundation, which is a non-profit foundation, Yamaha's contents business, as well as various subsidiaries we had in publishing, recording, and artist-related businesses into one. With this, we were able to consolidate our artist development business, as well as listening and enjoying music businesses, everything together in one holding company. Under the umbrella of this holding company, we have been establishing various companies one by one in the areas of artist management, incubation, marketing, and music publications. Through this effort, we are consolidating music entertainment business. Moving on to the topic of active investment in emerging markets, we have named China, Russia, and India on this slide. For China, as I have mentioned earlier, we have been able to achieve double-digit growth last fiscal year, and currently we are on the track for 20% growth. As for Russia, we established sales subsidiary in September 2007, and it has started its operations in April. Western music is widely practiced by Russian people, and having it coincide with a huge amount of oil money flowing in, we believe we can have high expectations from this market. In terms of India, the country doesn't have that much foundation for Western music. However, we believe that the expansion of PA and digital keyboard markets will progress, and we will be starting our full-scale business operations in India beginning in October. Looking at the commercial audio equipment, Yamaha has been strong in products like digital mixers, having close to 80% share in the market for digital mixers. We will maintain the level of our share, but at the same time, we will be looking more closely at solutions business, not just mixers. Solutions business has two aspects, input and output. We will strengthen our business for output-type products such as winds, which are listed on this slide, and aim to be a solution provider. As for this area of business, we have been proactively pursuing collaboration with other companies as well as conducting M&As. The most recent example is the collaboration with speaker manufacturer Nexo. Nexo is already established to a certain extent as a commercial audio speaker brand. We have begun the production of DSP amplifiers under the Nexo brand, a product that would exert its optimal performance use with Nexo speaker. This product has begun to be produced at our Indonesian factory. In Japan, we have acquired Fuji Sound and integrated it with our subsidiary, Yamaha Sound Technologies. Through this effort, we are trying to increase our influence. As for the United States, we have already established a consolidated marketing structure for all of North America. Similarly, we have established Europe-wide CA marketing organization rather than having it dispersed country by country. Another initiative we are taking is to go into different markets than before. Examples of that include hotels and banquet halls, which do not have specialized operators. In order to do that, we have begun to make some developments. As for M&A, we are trying to increase our expertise level in expanding our businesses. For that, we have placed a dedicated team in corporate planning division. Bayzendorfer acquisition was actually first of the projects which they tackled. We believe that there would be many more opportunities in the future, so we will be increasing the number of people to improve our responsiveness. We will pay constant and proactive efforts to look for new possibilities. Lastly, I would like to touch upon this year's plans. We have just finished the first quarter, and I would like to make a brief explanation. First of all, net sales. We are planning to increase 2.5 billion yen in income year on year. There is a negative impact from exchange rates, especially in dollars, by 14.4 billion yen to the sales. This means we have to especially grow overseas in order to achieve the targets in our plan. Overall, in the yen terms, we are projecting the sales amount of 342.5 billion yen, growing 1% year on year. This slide takes a look at the net sales by region. This doesn't indicate the impact from the exchange rate. The red arrow shows the sales amount will decline in North America. If you look at the next slide, it shows that net sales by region excluding the impact from exchange rates. As you can see, in all of the regions, we plan sales increase. 2% growth in Japan, 6% in North America, 6% in Europe. We have conservatively taken a look at China and plan 10% increase. In the other regions, mainly in the Asia-Pacific, we are expecting 8% growth. Taking a look at net sales by product, we are expecting to see the trends that I have explained about piano will accelerate, and the unit production will go above 100,000 for the first time in a long time. As you can see here, basically, you see many red arrows, and that is due to the negative impact from exchange rates. Electrones will see a decrease, however, for others, we expect sales increase, especially in PA equipments. Turning to the operating income, we are projecting it to go from 27.9 billion yen last year to 28.5 billion yen. There will be negative impact from the exchange rate by 4.9 billion yen, and factoring that in will give us 600 million yen increase year on year. Moving on to the analysis of operating income, we expect to see 4.9 billion yen of impact from exchange rates. With gross profit from sales, decline in manufacturing costs, and unrealized profit on inventory, we plan to increase 9.9 billion yen. As for the SG&A expenses, there are 1.3 billion yen impact from the new consolidations and 700 million yen from write-offs resulting from projected benefit obligations. This means that substantial increase is 2.4 billion yen, and there are increases in labor costs, especially in North America. What we need to do to tackle the issue of the labor cost reduction according to the sales in the future. Explaining the reasons for us expecting increasing gross profit from sales, in the fourth quarter of the previous year, we had seen a decrease in the margin in order to achieve sales targets, which included clearing the inventory. We would like to prevent that from occurring this year. In addition to that effort, we expect our company to grow in the digital products and PA equipments, which have higher margin. In Asia-Pacific region and Europe, where we are trying to grow, we can expect high profitability, thus allowing us to secure margins. In products, we will focus on